A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a former top-level WWE champion is on the verge of an in-ring return.
Speaking of that former WWE champion, some major WrestleMania news to tell you about.
Are WWE planning a gimmick change for Alexa Bliss? Question mark.
And more names added to the Royal Rumble match. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Ronda Rousey, right?
Yes!
We're going to talk about...
Come on!
We're going to talk about Ronda Rousey a bunch, because that's easily the biggest story doing the rounds at the moment. So Fightful Select came through with this last night, reporting that internally WWE have been discussing the idea of bringing Ronda Rousey back into the fold, to the extent that it has become, what's the exact wording here, a poorly kept secret, because they're speaking about it so much, even talent outside the company have heard about it. So there you go. Something appears to be in the works. Rousey's name has been mentioned as a potential, some kind of involvement at the Royal Rumble this weekend. No word on whether or not that'll just be showing up at the show and pointing at the sign.
How many times, though?
Yeah,
that's the question.
She's done that in the past. Or participating maybe in the women's match. But, you know, it's been discussed. Nothing confirmed, but it's been discussed. Of course, WWE still has 9 empty slots to fill in that women's match. So there's plenty of scope. Plenty of scope there. There's some more details here as well. Fightful sources claim that Rousey has been training for an in-ring return. She only gave birth in bloody September.
That's ages ago.
So fair play, that's pretty impressive. I mean, speaks a guy with experience of giving birth, obviously.
Yeah.
We know exactly. Of course we don't. Very hard to get back into ring shape, so kudos to her if she's been able to get ring fit in that smaller time frame. The return is described as a matter of when, not if, within the promotion, which is very encouraging indeed. And there has been more talk about her coming back now than at any point since she left WrestleMania 35. And speaking of WrestleMania,
indeed, yes, it looks like Ronda Rousey is currently on the books for WrestleMania 38. This coming off the back of that Fightful Select report. No crap, just sap. Figure 4 Online, Wrestling Observer's daily update from Dave Meltzer saying that, yes, it looks like Ronda is going to be appearing at this year's WrestleMania, as Andy mentioned, her first Mania appearance since WrestleMania 35, where she was in the main event with Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair for all the belts, blah, blah, blah. This is just brilliant news to wake up to. I'm so excited about this. I love Ronda Rousey. I know she can be a bit divisive online, but you cannot argue that her debut year, her rookie year, is one of the greatest, if not the greatest rookie years of all time. And with us sitting there going, maybe Bianca Belair gets a back-to-back Rumble victory, that could work and might make a nice little match for Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. Nah, bollocks to all that right now. Number 30, Ronda Rousey hoys everyone out, wins the Rumble, goes on to WrestleMania, and we finally get that Becky Lynch-Ronda Rousey one-on-one match we should have had 3 years ago.
Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities. This is a rocket up the arse of WWE, isn't it? I mean, Royal Rumble season, I'm always in the Rumble. I've said this Yeah. I don't know how many times over the past few weeks, but adding Ronda Rousey in as a potential involvement in some way makes it even more exciting. I thought her initial WWE run was absolutely tremendous from start to finish. From the, okay, yes, the Royal Rumble debut pointing at the side and stuff, but the first match at WrestleMania, the tag match with Triple H, Stephanie and Kurt, was sensational. I thought she somehow, despite being a complete rookie, had the best matches of Nia Jax's career. I liked the Charlotte match a lot. The triple threat at WrestleMania maybe didn't hit to the level people would have wanted, but her singles match record...
Was it Sasha she had at the Rumble?
For itself. Sasha match, that was sensational as well. It was so physical and ugly and awesome and like a fight. I'd love to have Ronda back in WWE. I think she's just great across the board. I don't care about this argument. Oh, she needs to pay her dues. Nah, who cares, man? Who cares? It's not 1970 anymore. She'd immediately be the biggest star in that division in terms of name value, especially out with WWE. Her and Becky is money on the table. They're going to pick that money up and put it in their pocket at some point. Maybe it'll be this year. Maybe they'll give Bianca the win and she'll face Becky. But whatever you do, it's Ronda Rousey, mate. It's cool. It's good.
And one other thing, actually.
Oh, here we go.
Hate to say I told you. I bloody called it. I'm never wrong with my predictions, ever.
You just predicted Ronda Rousey in Retribution. That's weird.
Exactly. No, I'm telling you right now. We were talking about the Rumble. We've done podcasts. We've done video podcasts all about it. And her name is always a name I have mentioned, and I think it's the right decision. Like you say, we should cover and go back to the thing you said, that she gave birth in bloody September.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Because I still remember last year when people were like, well, Becky Lynch gave birth at, like, I don't know, Christmas.
6 weeks
so
ago.
She can be in the Rumble, right? Do you know how women's anatomy works? Probably not if you comment on the internet, but still. Right.
What a burial.
Yeah. Like, all I'm saying is, I think by April, I hope that she would be in a good in-ring position. In theory, if she's, you know, not completely back to full health, you could, like I say, just have her come out at 30 and chuck like two people out. It's still strenuous. It's still a lot of effort. People don't realise, like, how dangerous a Royal Rumble match actually is.
Yeah, you got to go over the top rope and to the outside.
I did a video recently where they were, like, contemplating bringing Tyson Kidd back, and all he was going to do was, like, come in, be like, hello, everyone, right, this is me retiring now, bye. And they were like, still too dangerous. Yeah. It's a Royal Rumble match.
You got to take a bump.
Yeah, like, if she is, and she's a superhuman athlete, as she's proven in the UFC and, of course, in WWE, I think it's a fantastic move by WWE, and my God, what, you know, no offense to anyone else, but Ronda and Becky and Brock versus Roman as the two WrestleMania main events.
It's not bad, is it?
Shut up and take my money.
They didn't get Big Dwayne this year, but I'll take that.
Oh, Dwayne next year?
There you go. Speaking of
that. It's like the Super Bowl. You see what they've gone? They've gone, yeah. Oh, we had the Weeknd and we had Maroon 5. Who should we get for this year's Super Bowl halftime show? How about Eminem, Kendrick Lamar?
Dr. Dre,
Mary J. Blige and Snoop Dogg. Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. What are we going to get next year?
Could space them out a bit. Come on, eh?
Jesus.
Anyway, it's a real shame that they didn't invite Nickelback to play.
Too bad!
Right, okay. Speaking of potential Super Bowl halftime entertainment acts. Lily! Alexa Bliss, right?
Oh, thank God.
Is she getting a new gimmick that's actually an old gimmick? Might be the case. We're just putting two and two together here to get 24. But WWE have filed it. What's happened here? WWE have filed the trademark application for The Goddess, right? They did that on the 19th of January. Before she became The Fiend, Alexa Bliss was the goddess of WWE. That was her gimmick, that was her character, that was her nickname. Now that they're filing this trademark application and Alexa seems to be going through something of a transformation on Raw, it's easy to see how those two things might be linked. She's doing the, what's the official title? Journey Back to Raw with...
Bring Veer with you.
Yeah. Well, he's got to
he's
show
coming.
Up
eventually. He is coming.
He's been coming for a long time, Veer. good stamina. But yeah, no sign of Alexa, like, live and in the flesh. She's just been doing these therapy things with Lily and...
I miss Dr. Shelby.
The Fiend. She's Kane, isn't she? Kane. I don't know what the hell's going on, but it looks like it's probably going to end up and going back to that old gimmick, which, for my tastes, is good. Maybe if you're into the kind of spooky girl gimmick, that's not as good, but I think it's a positive for her as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to 100% agree with you on this one, Andy. the sooner she gets back to being the goddess and, you know, just wrestling, because she's mint, rather than doing this spooky bollocks with a sodding doll, the better for me. Like, I know some people liked it. I thought it was crap from day one, so...
Remember when the doll chased Shayna Baszler?
Yep, and, like, did something, didn't it? Like, hypnotise a Gigi Abbott at one point?
Yeah, it's hypnotised a lot of people. It winked, but I remember.
It's awful, yes.
I like reality.
Get Alexa Bliss back as the goddess, because that is the way forward for her. And, yeah, and then she can go back to winning titles, which is what she did brilliantly before.
Yeah, like cutting good promos and stuff.
We're not a fan of it, let's just say. If you are, fair enough, but it looks like she's heading in the direction of the goddess. Slight swerve, because they were going to call her Gunther Stark, but clearly they've changed their mind about that.
I tell you what, this character did give us the iconic moment of the box-like structure.
Indeed. So, right, did you know it's the Royal Rumble on Saturday, Andy? Yeah, this Saturday. We're doing a live stream for it. Me and Phil Chambers bouncing off these sodding walls as soon as Scotty Too Hot, he walks out. I don't know why I did Shane McMahon's entrance then. Please, God, no, we'll have... no appearance from him in the Rumble. But seven new names were added to the Men's Royal Rumble match. It was looking pretty sparse. What were we on, 15 beforehand? So now 22 by my calculations. Randy Orton, Omos, Riddle, the tag champs, Otis and Chad Gable added themselves to the match. Also, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, the Dirty Dogs, are in it. So still, eight positions up for grabs in the Men's Rumble. Perfect. No more names, in my opinion, need to be added to the men's or the women's. Leave those eight. And did you say eight for the women as well?
Nine
for the women. Nine. Leave those as surprises for me. But yeah, good meat in the ring to be chucked out. I don't see a single winner amongst these names.
Yeah, none of them are winning. Maybe Randy Orton 4 years ago or whenever he last won it. But yeah, like, with, you know, talented people, absolutely, people you want and expect to be in the Rumble, and they'll probably do the how are they going to get him out of the ring thing with Omos, won't they, before inevitably they get him out of the ring. But, you know, the giant spot is always fun in the Rumble. None of these people are winning, for sure. But, yeah, cool. I like them all.
Shout out to Chad Gable and Otis. A for the sign, 2+2=4. Otis, brilliant sign at last night's Raw. And also for a spelling bee that I really quite enjoyed last night on Raw.
They can spell the words.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. @WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Eddie Zam Harry, who says, hello, boys. With Austin Theory having a great match against AJ Styles on Raw last night, match of the year for me, do you think... Don't comment
section.
It was good.
Really good. It was really good.
Do you think Austin Theory will be the Iron Man and a final four in this year's Royal Rumble match?
Oh, I think there's a strong possibility he's going to get a nice shine. Nice
focus me too.
In the Rumble. So I wouldn't necessarily bet against it, but I would say that for as much of a chance of him doing well in the Rumble, I also think there's a chance he might be the Warlord or the Santino Marella and be out in a couple of seconds, because that would kind of play into his storyline with Vince, and it would be kind of funny watching Vince going, I'm going to pull your teeth out and shove them up your ass. I'm going to take your eyeballs out and use them as ping pong balls. All the weird stuff they've been doing. That would kind of play into
it. I've got a pitch for it. Austin Theory gets in the ring and Vince is there at ringside and he goes, he's like, ha? Sorry, Vince, I can't hear you. And he's leaning over the top rope. Huh? And then someone just chucks him out. But yeah, I think Austin Theory's got a good big year ahead of him.
Yes.
Fantastic news. Right, second question today comes from, love this name, Jillian, if you can't beat him, bore him on Twitter.
There you go.
Who says, morning, Andy Murray, and... King of the mic, Adam Wilborn.
You
got to
stop deleting that microphone, man.
With GM, with WM, WrestleMania being two nights, might they have a Reigns-Lesnar unification match night one, with the winner of that facing the Rumble winner on night two? On that note, who Johnny Knoxville have a better shot against? Knoxville and Lesnar would be a lot of fun.
That, imagine Johnny Knoxville flying off of an F5. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. That's a very New Japan route, that. It's very Wrestle Kingdom, having two people decide it and then the G1 Climax Royal Rumble thingy winner challenging it. I don't think that's the route they're going to go down. I do think they are going to have two separate world title matches involving different pools of people. I feel like, for me, one of Reigns or Lesnar is getting totally screwed at the Rumble.
And it's Lesnar.
Yeah, and then that screwed person is winning the Rumble because they're going to beat up Chad Gable or someone and enter that and do that. But yeah, no, I actually like your idea. It would feel kind of sport-like, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly. I think Lesnar gets screwed maybe wins the Rumble or maybe just ruins everyone at Elimination Chamber, does the sort of Shayna Baszler thing that they really should have put the title on her afterwards. I'm getting off topic here. And I hope, personally, Big E wins the Rumble and the men's side of things. Big E and Ronda, I think, would be two fantastic winners. But that booking as well is really intriguing, although I do suspect they'll probably do a men's and a women's main event on separate nights because they did it last year and it was brilliant.
Yeah, Mania was good last year, even the box-like structure.
Sean Acklin gives us our final question of the day. Careful comment section. Please don't block me for this one, Sean. We're open to all opinions here. You're my favourite YouTube channel ever. Thank you, Sean. But I need to ask this tough question. Is Hook overhyped?
Oh, boy.
I know we all love him, but why do we love him? I love him because he hates streamers.
Yeah. That was fun, wasn't it? Him getting Serpentico up with the streamer still attached. I don't think there's anyone out there who legitimately believes that, like, Hook is one of the best wrestlers in the world, because we've seen him in ring.
Taz, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Taz, but Taz is a legend. He can do what he wants. Because we've seen him in the ring for, what, a total of 11, 12 minutes or whatever. There's simply not enough work there to go, yeah, this guy is one of the best or whatever, whatever. But, like, he's been very impressive in his squash matches, and granted, he isn't able to show... We haven't seen the full breadth of him as a performer, have we? We haven't really seen him sell much or do more outside of his, like, judo throw submissions and strikes. So I don't know. Like, I think if you're sitting there and going, Hook is one of the best in the world, yes, that is overhyping, but I don't think people are doing that. I think he's just been very impressive in small bursts. He's also got great presence, great physical charisma, and kind of intangibles that leap off the screen, which is kind of why he became such a cult favourite in the first place. I do think that there is 100% room for good faith criticism of his work. I think that when the no-sell spot happened a few weeks ago, while a lot of those criticisms do come from a place of bad faith, but, you know, they're killing the business, he no-sold one move, everything is ruined, that's over the top. But at the same time, we should be able to have a reasoned discussion on whether or not the guy should be popping up from a Rikishi driver. I've kind of rambled a little bit here, but that's my perspective on Hook. I think he has shown in these squashes he's a very promising prospect, but they are just squashes, and a truer gauge of where he stands will come when he works longer matches. But at this stage in his career, I don't think there's any need for him to work longer matches just yet.
Yeah, I think anyone seriously campaigning for him to be world champion needs to take a long, hard look at themselves
mental.
And the way AEW has booked world champions for the last few years.
That's mental.
But I think it's a couple of things. It's obviously, as Andy mentioned, it's his whole aura. It's the fact he's gone from just being this ominous presence who interferes to help Team Taz but doesn't say anything and eats chips.
Yeah.
He's basically, he's a meme come to life, effectively.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, yeah, I think they've credit to AEW, they've known exactly how much to give us. And yeah, if you're coming from the learning tree that is Taz, chances are you'll probably be quite good in between the ropes anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah, we
and it's the hair. It's the hair,
let's
be
honest. He's very sexy. He's a very sexy
guy.
Plus,
imagine if he first gets on the mic, first time we actually hear from him, he wins his first match on Dynamite, let's say, and he finally gets on the mic, everyone's quiet, and he just goes... That's the thing that sends him over the top for me.
Syllables.
I don't know what's happened.
Complete gibberish.
I'm really giddy today. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And a shout out to at AEW on TV and our very own Simon Miller, who's on a fucking billboard in America. They were promoting Mox's return and all the excitement and the buzz around it. And some tweets from, like, quite good people, I suppose. Mickey James tweeted about it. Brian Danielson tweeted about it. And then our very own Simon Miller's tweet is on there. Infamy at last. So happy for him.
There he is, the king of Times Square.
The second best time a wrestling company has used one of our tweets. Shout out to Matt Reigns for this take. Since WWE used Andy Murray's tongue-in-cheek blood and guts tweet.
Yeah,
they missed the joke on that one, didn't they?
I'll never forget the DM I received from USA Network the night after that show, going, "Hey, you know that Shayna Baszler vampire angle? Thanks for putting it over, brother."
You didn't get it, did you? But anyway, congratulations to Miller. Why aren't my tweets on billboards? I've got my Aesop Get the Fables tweet should be on a billboard tomorrow.
I think there's two ways you can go with it. Simon Miller's obviously really nice and earnestly praising things. He's just a lovely guy. And I'm a dickhead. You can't be in the middle. You have to be one or the other.
Yeah. I'm not nice enough, and I'm not enough of a knob.
Be more of a knob.
We don't need to debate that in the comments, by the way.
Oh, they will.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Cult Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daily Boys sitting down to review Monday Night Raw and look ahead to NXT 2.0 later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Why should I follow both of us? You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for haggis. It's what's for dinner. It's Burns night. Come on.
Ah, yes. I'm going round to his for dinner for that.
No, you're not.
Oh, fair enough. follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.